This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulina Al-Kareem. Wa ala anbiya'ihi wa rusulihi. Wa ala anbiya'illahi wa rusulihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd. The Quran tells us about the story of Adam alayhi salam. And the intent of this particular series of reminders and short talks is not to talk about the details again of the story of Adam. We can explore that at a later time, but rather to take one or two or three lessons, moral lessons, that is, from the extraordinary lives of these great individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. And there are many lessons that we can learn from the story of Adam, as mentioned in the Quran. However, tonight I would like to highlight two. Lesson number one is to see the balance between humility and dignity, living a dignified life. Adam comes from very humble origin. The very name itself, according to many scholars, reminds us that he was made of the substance that covers the surface of this planet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from different parts according to many narrations. So Adam did not necessarily come from one particular geographical location, but rather from all over this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took dirt from this planet and formed Adam alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes that point very clear to everyone of us. Kullukum li Adam. You all belong to Adam. You have this one common ancestor. You did not evolve from anything. You are actually direct descendants of this great human being, alayhi salam. Kullukum li Adam, you all belong to Adam. No matter what race, what nationality, what country or tribe you come from. These are all variations. We all have that one Adamic nature, and that is why we're referred to as Bani Adam, children of Adam. And that origin is nothing to be proud of, something to appreciate. It's a very humble origin. Kullukum li Adam wa Adam min turab. And Adam was created from turab, from dirt, from the soil of this planet. However, this particular creation was dignified because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam with his own hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Adam and his descendants. As Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have indeed honored the children of Adam. So what gives you and I dignity, what gives us a special status, is not necessarily where we come from, but how we came to this world and why we're in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to create us for a reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that purpose very clear. He actually made a declaration to the angels. If you remember the verses that were recited yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an announcement to the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. There will be a custodian, there will be someone that will be in charge of this earth. I'll put someone in charge of this earth, and it will be Adam and his descendants. That was the intent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning. So that's what gives you and I value. The fact that we're not just an accident. We're not an accident. We didn't just happen to happen. We didn't just occur out of nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us, each and every single one of us. There are so many odds that we had to defy and beat by the grace and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into existence. There's a purpose for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that purpose very clear to Adam alayhi salam. That's what dignifies us. Allah azza wa jalla created Adam, our father alayhi salam, with his own hands. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admitted him to Jannah. No one before Adam had that kind of access. Without doing anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ So remember that. Remember that you come from a humble origin. Remember humility. Humility is a beautiful quality to possess and to maintain. And it will come in handy later, even in the story of Adam, in the second lesson. But remember also that you are a dignified being, and take pride in being the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah azza wa jal, nothing else. If you take pride in anything other than the fact that you are a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have indeed lowered yourself to the lowest of low. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created Adam or human beings in the best of forms. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ But when people basically lose focus and they take pride in anything else other than being servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will lower them and humiliate them. The second lesson that we learn from Adam alayhi salam, from the story of Adam, is to balance hope with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath. And the product of that is this beautiful concept that we are taught in the story of Adam alayhi salam, known as repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we human beings, by nature, we're susceptible to sins. We do not inherit the original sin of Adam alayhi salam. We don't. That's not our sin. That wasn't our choice. That is his alayhi salam. And he repented from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him for it. However, we do have the capacity to sin. And we have to acknowledge that. And we're susceptible to sins. We're not as virtuous as we think we are. Some of us, some people, when they're reminded to ask Allah for forgiveness or say astaghfirullah or make tawbah, they're like, what did I do? That's what Iblis, our sworn enemy, whom we learn about in the story of Adam as well, that was his attitude. As a matter of fact, Iblis does not take any responsibility for his actions. He actually blames Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي You have caused me to deviate. My deviation is not my choice. It's you caused it. You imposed it on me, Allah. He doesn't take any responsibility. On the other hand, Adam alayhi salam, and this is where humility comes in handy. He acknowledges his mistake. And he realizes that it was him that made that mistake. It was his choice. It was his sin. Yet his fear caused him to run away. When he lost one of his privileges, some of his privileges in Jannah upon committing the sin, Adam realized the gravity of the sin that he committed. So he runs away. He's exposed and then he runs away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Adam, are you running away from me? And then Adam alayhi salam, we're told, says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of what I have done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to come back, and Adam alayhi salam comes back in a state of humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time with a heart full of what? Full of hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So knowing that we are the children of Adam, we're susceptible you know, to sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ ابْنُ آدَمَ خَطَّاءَ. Every child of Adam is a sinner or sinful or capable of committing sin. Yet the best of them are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam, the concept of tawbah or repentance was introduced to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him and Hawa, his wife, with the words with which they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, our Lord, we have indeed wronged ourselves. They took full responsibility for their actions. We have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us our sins, and if you don't extend your mercy to us, O Allah Azza wa Jal, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be amongst the losers. And upon saying that, and being truthful in what they expressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave their sins. And they were promised Jannah again, but this time after they passed the test of dunya. Great lessons that are worthy for us to really reflect upon and take into consideration. Remember, do not belittle any sin. Someone might say, what was the big deal? He just took a bite from a tree. The gravity of the sin has to do with where it was created, in whose presence it was committed. Where it was committed, in whose presence it was committed. Do not belittle any sin, but at the same time, do not think of any sin to be greater than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And come back to Allah azza wa jal. I ask Allah azza wa jal to forgive us our sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us overcome our shortcomings and our weaknesses. أقول هذا القول أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.